Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. We are joined right now live via phone by U.S. senatorial candidate Peter Pekarsky. Peter, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Thanks very much, Mike. Great to be here.
Peter, I know you've been seeking the seat currently held, or at least the nomination to represent the Democrats against Ron Johnson. And this race has been all shook up this week. Obviously, we've seen three of the front-running or top-tier candidates, as some describe them, Peter. They've gotten out of the race. And there is a candidate event coming up. And Peter, earlier this week, you and I were talking, and you mentioned to me you were still being excluded from the candidate forum. Are you still being excluded now with the exit of Sarah Godlewski?
As a matter of fact, the only reason I'm not being excluded is because we cut a television ad and put it up, at least on the website, yesterday, called the press conference for 11 o'clock this morning. And just before that press conference, WISN changed their mind and decided to cancel the town hall. So I'm not being excluded because there's no town hall because they canceled it.
Well, that's one way to get around it, Peter.
That still doesn't help the people of this country or this state hear what the candidates for the office, the people on the ballot, all of them are saying. But yes, that's one way for them to get around the immediate problem they faced.
Now, Peter, you've been running a very clever ad on television very recently. I saw it. You were standing, outside the Five Serve Forum at the time.
Yep.
Alex Lazary was still in the race. Godlewski was in the race. And you were, swatting away basketballs and acknowledging, or at least pointing attention to the fact that some of your opponents were very rich and they were self-funding. And then you did this play on big basketballs and hence the AC/DC and the big balls for you, Peter. Clever ad, though. It caught my attention. I thought it was well done. Are you trying to make a last-ditch effort to win this race, Peter?
We're just continuing the race we've been running since July 1st of last year to win the race. I started in 13th. I'm second today. Okay, so if you want to, I'm not going to. Far be it for me to quibble with Mike Crute. I just view it as continuing the race and continuing to talk to all the people in Wisconsin about representing all the people in Wisconsin. You know, and it's time for everybody to decide where the people left in this race stand on the issues and where you want them to stand. Like, for example, legalizing marijuana, expunging records of people who were in jail, you know, for minor offenses. They had a joint, weren't selling it, personal use, and they were off spending years instead of with their family. And legalizing marijuana will put legal money into communities all over this state. It's legal money, legal jobs, economic opportunity. Where do people stand on that issue? Where do people stand on taking a serious look at the report, 10-point report? It's reasonable. I've read it. I've been talking about it on the campaign trail of the National African American Reparations Commission. We have abused the African-American community in this country for centuries. And the least we can do is take a look at this. For any action to happen, you're going to need a vote in the House and the Senate. The President of the United States is going to have to approve it. But we ought to take a look at it. The question is, who can take care of Ron Johnson? Who's quick on their feet without advisors and can handle Ron Johnson on the spot on the debate stage?
Let's play a theoretical. Let's put you on the debate stage with Ron Johnson. What's your first attack against the man?
First off, he violated his oath of office by failing to convict Donald Trump at his second impeachment trial. To get into office, Johnson had to promise he was going to support the United States Constitution. Trump clearly was not. He should have voted to convict.
I'm sorry to interrupt your.
There are two.
You make the argument. I'm sorry to interrupt. You go.
Sorry. To be a senator, you got to promise to support the Constitution. Ron Johnson was not supporting the Constitution. You have influence on the tax code. Ron Johnson used his influence on the tax code to take $500 million from the American people and give it to some people who contributed one way or another about $20 million to his campaign. That $500,000 could have been used. $500 million could have been used to give full tuition for a year to 50,000 students at UW or 100,000 students at one of the fine technical colleges we have. And finally, Ron Johnson took $1.25 million from the National Rifle Association and hasn't done a thing to stop the carnage in our schools and on our streets. That's just for starters. That's like, what, I took a minute here and I got 90 left in the debate with him? That's the start of it. Well, there are a whole bundle of other things he's done.
Peter, as one of the remaining candidates in the U.S. senatorial field, obviously part of it is winning the nomination. Part of it is showing you are the best candidate to take on Ron Johnson. But you have been limited not just in your ability to gain access to the debate field, but also, Peter, you've told me you've been limited in where you could place ads. And we've accepted your ads, and we would have accepted any of the candidates' ads, including Ron Johnson, because that's what we got to do. We're FCC regulated. But you've had some trouble placing ads. Tell us about that.
I did. We offered an ad to Bally Sports. We wanted to put an ad up, the same ad which you saw and thought was a good ad, same ad you described. It's on our website, PetPekarskyForWisconsin.com. At the About Peter tab, you'll see the ad. Another ad we put up about the censorship going on and keeping us off the stage. Anyway, we put it up, offered it to Bally Sports, and they came back and said, no, we will not take this ad because it might harm our business dealings with a business owned by somebody then running against me for the Senate seat. So that's what they said. That ad has met the FCC requirements, was approved by stations in every television market in this state, and is on the air in every television market in this state. So it wasn't an issue of not keeping the federal communications happy. It was an issue of the outside business interests of a candidate, effectively, whether the candidate knew it or not, stopping that ad and stopping the American people, the people of Wisconsin, from hearing what one of the candidates on the ballot in this race had to say to them.
Well, Peter, we've always tried to give you a platform here, and I got to tell you, my friend, I like your ad. I think people should see it. It's a visual product, doesn't play well on the radio. But Peter Bekarsky, never let it be said here on the Devil's Advocates, man, that you don't have some big balls. Go watch his ad if you don't know what I mean. Peter Bekarsky, we wish you luck. If people want to support your campaign, give them the website, sir.
Sure, it's PekarskyForWisconsin.com. Bekarsky, F-O-R-Wisconsin.com. Look on the upper right of the homepage. There's a contribute button, a donate button there. We would appreciate whatever you can help.
Good luck, Peter. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.